This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yai. We are in Kalim Tes Ches. Today we'll do Tes Ches and Yud Aleph, Toch and Yah. A little bit of a longer Mishnah today, so you're going to have a little bit of patience. That seems to be the way it's been going lately. Every day just keeps taking a long time. Okay, what are we going to do? It takes a long time to go through these things. Let's go. Let's chazer yesterday. We did Vav and Zayin. Gefes and Zagin, olives and grape skins that were done b'taharim. They were squeezed b'tahara by a tartic mensch. And then what happened was the liquid went back into them. And then the tummy guy goes out and talks on them, walks on them. And Mashin comes out. They take out the word v'achar kach, some take it out. It doesn't really fit in so well. Tahirin, why is it tar? Says because it was done b'tahara. Because the liquid came out, originally came out b'tahara. It went back in, it was b'tal shem mashin. The second time it comes out, it was b'tuma, but it wasn't b'rotzin. We had a hard time with that yesterday, but we're not going to go into it again. All right. A kush, the thing used for spinning, the spindle, that swallowed up its tzinor, its hook, gets stuck in there. The malmad that swallowed up the darvan, the cattle prod. The brick that swallowed up the ring. And at that time, everything was tar. They went into an oil mace. Tame. You don't have tamed psil. And you don't have tamed balua, because balua doesn't help by killing. Balua has to be in an animal. Not like the liquids we said before. That we said to balua, we did say even by a kli, by the liquids, like by the sponge, etc. Whatever. Ayin Shum, because he said that someone says his liquids are different. It's Batal Meim Shem Mashke. Viter. If the Zav moved them, they became Tomei. And they also point out that some of Seal is unhelped by Hesed of a Zav. If they fall into the Avir of a Tanner, that's Tahar. After they became Tomei. They're Matame the Tanner. They became an Av. Metal goes into oil, amazes an Av. Matame the Tanner. They touch a kegel of Truma Tahar. Because that works through Maga. And Maga, there's no touching. It's fine. Mishnah Zayin. Aschide, which is like a luach of cheres used for lisha, that was put on top of the tanner, and it is the tzamed psil. All right, Rabbi, we need to get this straight again. Psil is the cover, tzamed is the chibur, the attachment. Tzamed, attach, psil, cover. Okay, got it. All right. In this dock, it gets a crack between the tanner and the srida, which would be called the attachment. That's the tzamid. Okay? The shear is male pia mardesh lenichnas. It's a one amma in circumference of the cattle prod. But it's exact that amount. It doesn't have to be bigger. As soon as it gets to that amount, you lost the tradition in some psil, even if it cannot go in. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be a little bigger, they could go in. So Rabbi Yehuda is a little more makel. That's only Baltal Shem, some psil, a little bit bigger. So Rabbi Yehuda is makel. He has the bigger shear by the tzamid. It's going to be coming up again and again in the Shita. So you'll see. The Chum is the opposite. Let's see, the opposite. If the sweet itself gets, that's the psil, then the Chum say, enough to put it in. He just says, not even enough, put it in. They're the chamar mekel. And it's the bigger share. Yeah. No. If it was round, we don't say, oh, let's look at it as if it's long. No. It has to be long. So this was a little bit complicated. I learned this last night in the Mishnah. The one way we learned, and it's not the only way, but one way we learned was that the edge of the marjea was flat and long. So the Mishnah of Zagin that if it was round, we don't say, oh, well, let's look at it as if it's flat. No, it has to actually be flat. It has to be flat, but the rest of my day itself is round. This is a little bit complicated how to learn this exactly. Mishnah Achas. Ta'anor shenikav me'eino. It's a long Mishnah, but it's not, it's a lot, it's kind of some repetition, so not as hard as you think it is. Don't get so scared. Okay? So a tanur that got a hole in its ayin. Okay. They closed up the ayin, which is the vent hole, and it got a hole in that vent hole. Okay. Now, this entire tanur was sealed from the vent hole and from the top, and they made it into a summit seal situation. Okay? Then they made a hole in the vent hole, in the seal. All right? Shurai mole kush nichnas v'yotzidog. What's the shir? A kush, not madea, but a kush. I assume the kush is smaller, so it's thinner. It's mole kush, a spindle. Nichnas v'yotzid, in and out. Doilek, lit. that you could put in a lit and it wouldn't go out because there's enough room for it to go in and it would not extinguish. That's the shir. They say this is less than a mardaya. Why is the shir? Because that's how you would light the ovens. Aha. Uh-huh. So one says that shir, we say it's already opened up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Behudaimer. There you go again. A machmir for the smaller hole, even if it's not lit. It could so be sure they can go in not lit. Fine. Nikab mitzidoi. If it got a hole in the side of the seal, that would be the tzomid, then like we said before, but is not going to be more makel there. Shir kemalik koshnech says shalodalek. If you don't dalek, now Rebbe is the makel. It says the larger shir, the shir dalek. This is Rebbe Yehuda l'shitasai. When it comes to the tzomid, he's more makel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is l'shitasam. Okay. Now we come to a third sheet. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, whether it's a hole in this side or the hole in the middle, doesn't make a difference. You don't need a lit. But rather, Mina Emtza, if it's in the middle, Nichnas. Serve it to go in. Mina Tzad, Eino Nichnas. Even if it doesn't go in. So he's the most Machmer. When it's in the middle, he's like the chamim, he's more makel, it's a bigger shear. But on the side, even not. Uh-huh. So it's kind of like the Tanakama that he holds in the middle is more lenient. But we don't go with the dalek. I mean, we don't need it. We don't care about the dalek.
He's making things too complicated.
Yeah, it is complicated. I agree with you. V'chino ya'oimer. Rav Shimon said, "Megufas achavis, the seal of the jug. Shenikva, they got a hole. Shiura, what's the shir? Mole mitza shnia. How do they translate that? Shashifin. The second knot. How do they want to translate that? What are we? Teschas.
The second ring.
The second ring.
Of the rye.
Second ring of a rye stalk. Okay. Second ring of a rye stalk. Because it's like different the rings as it goes up." They grow in segments, ring-like nodes between each segment. Each one, the higher as you go up, it gets narrower and narrower. The lowest is the widest. The second one is somewhat narrower, and so et cetera. Rye. Let's see, Shifon Magellan channel is rye. Min emtza nichnas, min atzad eino nichnas. If it's in the middle, it has to be bigger They can go in from the side, even though it can't go in, just that shir exactly. It's all of Shimla Shitase. Fine. Weiter. Chinoi oi meir. B'chatzavim g'dayim, large jugs of cheresh. Shnikva, they got a hole. Shirim mali mitzah shniyah shalkana, the second rung of a reed. Min emtzav, in the side, nichnas, has to go in. Min etzad, in the empty, has to be the larger share. Min etzad, in the side, they can't go in. That's the smaller share. I'm going to say both are nichnas. But medvar emurim bizman shenasu liyayin. Ayayayayayayayim. Avolim nasu lishar mashkim. Afilu kol shut meyin. What does this apply? It was made for wine. But it's made for other liquids, let's say oil, orange juice, whatever you want. Even a little bit. Tmeim. Lose the din muk of some pasil. Why? Because air hole is very bad for wine. So therefore, it's not chosh of a pesach, unless it's large. Then you could use it to pour out wine, etc. Shinking by other liquids, they like the hole. Air is good for the liquid, for the drink. Mm-hmm. If even a small little shear is good enough to create a hole, a pesach. That's the truth. That's the halacha. When it wasn't done by a person. But it was done by a person.
Purposely.
Nachamol. Even yeah, you made the hole. Then the kosher to me, it's like an achra. You made it, that's chashav yu pesach. You made the hole. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. You're almost done this Mishnah. Oh, yeah. Nikvu, it got a hole on its own. This is not in the sum of pesach, just stop anywhere in the kli. Also, like in Shirin Kazasim, Shirin Olive. It's the same bittel, that's the shir that's kli as ice kli, like Abbe Tomo. We learned that way back. Also, the mashing for liquid shir kamashim, shir kainis mashing. As the kachakach, you go to chumra, and what's the chumra? And you summon psil of a kainis mashka. You go to chumra, even though it has a summoned psil, and the shir would then be kainis mashka. So that's a little bit of a hard read over there. So kli is made for oichem and mashkim. We go to chumra, and we go to the mashkim. And therefore, even as some psil. Fine. Now the Gemara in Shabbos asks that we find over there the. Gemara there says Mutzi Rimon is the shear. The Rishonim say there's two different types. When it's a Mutzi Rimon, it's finished. It's not a kli anymore. And you can't even fix it. Shane Kane, if it's a small R shear in our Mishnah, you could seal it back up. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay, let's go weiter. Yud Aleph. Elu kelim atzilim at some. So the following kelim protect the summit psil. That protect what's inside of them. The clay itself. Clay glolim. Now the Torah says it's by klicheres, but we understand it's not dafka klicheres. It's any kli that does not have tumah at all, or at least does not have tumah migaboy. It does not have tumah from the exterior. Okay? Mashenkin, wood and metal and leather would not work. That's the understanding. Clay glolim, manure, those don't have tuma. Pretty gross. Stone, clay avonim. Clay adoma, tzcheres has not yet gotten to the tanner. Okay. Those help by some of the soul. Clay cheres, earthenware. Clay neser. Neser is alum. What do they call it? Alum? It's like a type of cheres.
It's a kind of earth or chalk.
Yeah, chalk, yeah. Atzmais adog, fish bones. Oiroi, fish skins. Atzmais chai shabiyam, bones of wild animals of the sea. I mean, like sharks? I assume, no?
Sea.
Oira, skins. So skins of an animal, that could be mekabel tuma, but not skins of a fish. They think discussion about birds. Clay eights had to hide him. Tardika clay eights. What does that mean? Some say it means ones that can hold 40 saw. Ah, we're going to learn about this, I'm sure, later on in the Masechta, that if a clay eights, I'm not sure what, only eights, I think other things also, that they hold 40 saw, they're not makabel tuma. This is learned out because it says by Sheretz, mekol clay eights or begad or a sock. We say that you have to be able to be metalta malivrekan, be able to be transported whether you're full or empty. We say if it's so large that it can hold 40 saw of dry or 60 saw of 40 saw of liquid, 60 saw of dry, I think it goes, it's not mekabel tuma. It's not like a sock. And since it's not mekabel tuma, it could be matzel, the sum of sil. Okay. There's other pshatim, there's a lot of footnotes about this, but we'll leave it at that. So regular hides, yeah, I mean, they say, over here, birds, yeah. They do help for some of sil. Yeah. Fine. Matzilim, all these things help. Bein mipihem, whether some psil is on their mouth. Bein mitzadeim, whether it's on their sides. Bein yoshevin al shuleyen, whether they're sitting on their bottoms. Bein mutan al tzadeim, whether they're sitting on their sides. However they are. So whether some psil may be, and however the kli is oriented, it wouldn't make a difference. Uh-huh. Okay. How you kvuin al pi, and if they're upside down, Matzilin kol shetachtehen atahim. This is very fascinating. It saves anything beneath it until as far down as you want to go. They say over here that some understand you attach it to the ground with clay. Wow. Rabbi Lezer Mitame in that situation. Some still does not save things that are underneath the clay. No. Well, does it say what's in the kli? Let's see. It says over here, it's some still has to be upwards. Uh-huh. Sideways would be okay? Doesn't help upside down. I don't get it. So does it hold what it protects what's inside? Not so clear. But they're saying maybe the whole machlok is a case where you're actually using the ground as the cover. Ooh, interesting. I didn't realize that. The ground is the seal itself. But let's say it had a real seal besides the ground, maybe then it would work. Others say not that way. No. No, but it just says there's no such thing as upside down some psils. There's a whole different shot over here from the Rambam, which is a whole different shmuz. I'm not going to go into that right now. It's an oil, not some psil. I don't. It's hard to understand what the Blazer wanted here. Metame. It sounds like even what's inside of it. They're not so clear about it. The Rav also not so clear. Ala kol matzilin. Kli that some psil helps for everything except mikli cheres. Ah, kli cheres does not help in a matzal ochlam v'mashkim v'al kli cheres does not help for kli shatef. If you have inside a kli cheres, a kli is tar b'mikvah, it does not help. Why? This is what we said about the Amaratzim. Because the Amaratzim, their Kli Cheres, we assume to be Tameh, and a Kli Tameh cannot protect what's inside. But they were only geyser on metal kalim because they're worried the chaverim are going to borrow the metal kalim, and they're not going to, and they're just rely on tarba mikvah, not realizing that's Thomas Mace and that's Oshlishi Vishvi. So because of that, they said that if you take from an Am Aretz a kli shetef, you have to know that there's no summit psil that works on it, because he thinks he told you it doesn't have Thomas Mace because he thought it had some psil, but some psil doesn't work by the Am Aretz because it's kli cheres is tamei. But oichlamin mashkim. That anyways, you wouldn't take for an Amaretz. You assume them to be Thomas. I guess they weren't geyser on those. And if it was a Kli Avonim or Kli Glolim, then it wouldn't be relevant, because even if they can't become Thomas, so the whole thing doesn't, the outer Kli can't become Thomas, it's irrelevant. All right, that's all for today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.